This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is a very special guest. I want to welcome back Lalit Ahluwalia. He's the CEO and founder of Digital X-Force, found online at digitalxforce.com. And I wanted to catch up with you and see kind of what inspired you to build this amazing company and where are you taking it in its evolving role in the cybersecurity landscape?
Absolutely. Gary, first of all, thank you. And really appreciate the conversation we have always had. So to your question, what really prompted the journey was that in my 22 plus or big four, big six career with Deloitte, Accenture, and PwC and others, one thing that we felt was lagging again and again is this, you know, approach of how we were doing governance, risk, and compliance. We would bring these consulting teams to like, you know, engage with the clients in the workshops, trying to understand from them what they're doing against whatever framework you want to pick up, HIPAA, you know, PCI, FISMA, CMMC, whatever. And the end result was some kind of compliance report coming based on the people's, you know, more opinions or what their analysis was done based on what the people gave to them. And I felt this was kind of more rudimentary, backward way of doing it when every other layer of security was more advanced, almost touchless, no human interception. And here we are relying on human and human factor. And funny thing is, nobody loves writing compliance reports ever. Everybody hates it, but they still will like, you know, spend weeks and weeks of doing all that. So we wanted to change the whole dynamics of that, like remove this manual labor some work, remove this whole human subjectivity out of the mix, because one thing that is not constant in any environment is risk. Look around you, OT, IoT, AI. Now everything is changing your landscape. So how can you be comfortable sitting in your seat? Oh, I did my assessment. Now let's do another assessment next year. Until then, my risk is constant. Isn't like something that is old fashioned and thinking? That's exactly what we want to change with Digital X-Force by bringing the real-time connectivity into the ecosystem to do all the risk analysis more automated, continuous, and also be able to then bring the real analysis without human subjectivity. And moving forward, the ultimate vision is that any digital service, doesn't matter what kind, yourself, third party, or any kind of digital ecosystem, autonomous car, space tourism, smart city, should have some kind of digital trust score or the FICO score equivalent, so that any consumer, enterprise, organization, or end user has a full assurance that they can trust that service. That's the genesis of Digital X-Force.
Well, that is brilliant. It reminds me of, you know, the first firewall, it did its things, packets. Then they had payload in the packets and they had to get IPS. GRC is kind of the dinosaur to what you've invented now, and you're the evolution of it to real-time enterprise security posture management. Tell us about this FICO score and this digital trust portal you have.
Absolutely. So like, let's play this. Gary comes to a bank A, doesn't matter which bank. Gary says, hey, I need a $10 million loan. I'm pretty sure the bank has to check a lot of things about Gary versus, hey, Gary is a trustworthy person. Means your credit history. The checking, like, you know, and that credit history is not built by one-time transaction. It's being getting built every day, depending on your transactions, depending on the history of records and stuff, right? The risk is the risk of, like, you know, the bank or that loaning facility losing a big sum of money. Imagine the digital ecosystem, what kind of risk we are taking now. That risk is more than the financial and the data loss now. It's all about losing even your life or social reputation. That's the kind of things that are at stake now in the new ecosystem. And hence, you need something that actually also evolving, constantly telling you whether the trust factor in this service can be there or should not be there. And that should be calculated without, as I said, without any bias, without any opinions, without any subjectivity. So with Digital X-Force, what we're really doing is this whole enterprise security portion management where we connect to the ecosystem directly, understand how each and every layer is working with each other and overlaid on the ecosystem to protect. And it's not a one-time activity. Because of this connectivity, it can be done every second, every minute, every, like, depending on the controls. And hence, more assurance on the risk analysis, what's going on at any point, and be able to calculate the risk on a multifaceted or multi, like, attribute level to give you that assurance. That is what we call as the FICO score for any digital service that we're proud to say, like, the Digital X-Force will become the first provider of that in the new ecosystem.
So this digital trust platform is actually operating in real time and communicating with other, do you have connectors, APIs? How are you collecting this data in real time? Because GRC used to be a, fill out forms and a static process, and things change 5 minutes after I hit print and bring it to my board.
No longer is the case now. With Digital X-Force, we have 250 plus connectors to
Wow.
name any key technology you can think of, from cloud assets, AWS, GCP, Azure, or like SaaS services, Salesforce, DocuSign, ServiceNow, security technologies, whether it's identity access management, security operations center, threat and vulnerability management, you name any. We have 250 plus integrations, and this is not doing log analysis, Gary. That's the key here. We studied every single technology to understand how that would be deployed to actually mitigate the controls. And then we map APIs to each one of them to understand, so we can draw that real posture live for you at any point of time. So thanks to this integrations, the connectivity is how we're able to now give you that assurance and the real-time analysis.
Now, a lot of CISOs are dealing with one of the biggest problems is third-party risk management, and they haven't had a way to connect into that other than asking people to once again fill out forms like the old school, here's my PCI compliance checklist. How do we solve that problem? Because third-party risk seems to be one of the hottest and most difficult and challenging areas
Yeah.
for compliance and breaches lately.
So you call it third-party risk management. The way we do the current third-party risk management, we call third-party record management. All right. When you send me a form, let's say I'm the third party, and you're expecting me to fill in the form, all you're doing is like, right, get my responses. Unless you have an ability to validate my responses, I'm sorry, that's just a record purposes. Did that analysis for me. But the day I'm able to analyze my responses in the same format without an ambiguity, then I call it like, yes, you're doing the risk management. And that's exactly what the Digital X-Force now enables our clients and community now, where not only you're able to get the responses from the third parties, but you're able to validate the responses through this integrations that we have been able to calculate without compromising or taking any of the data out of their ecosystems. And with that now, it's not a one-time third-party risk management either, because some of these are critical third parties. You want to make sure every day, every month, you want to know what's going on, which is more than just the external risk view, because I can scan you from outside, but that's just an indicator, not a true security score. When I'm able to analyze bottoms up for you and outside in, then I'm able to generate that risk score for you, a risk analysis. So thanks to the same method now, we're able to provide that third-party risk management, which is verifiable, actionable, and something you can trust.
That's amazing. Now, for scalability and integration in different platforms, I'd love to learn more about your API. Like, let's say I've developed an OT security platform, or maybe I'm printing rockets. They have 3D rocket printers, Relativity Space, and Elon Musk and his SpaceX, etc. I'd hate for that to be hacked. Maybe a third-party supplier's got some way of molding the steel for me, and we've got an API already to communicate with between one piece of software to the next. If the hackers got in and found a vulnerability, if my SSL certificates expired, whatever the issue is, maybe that could misprint a rocket and cause a tremendous explosion and harm to human life. It sounds like risk management needs to be real time and with some AI and things like that, but do you have an API that, could we custom write something quickly to help solve a problem that challenging in OT?
Absolutely. I think, as you rightfully said, Gary, digital ecosystem and disruption is only going to expand. You can only study so many systems and create what we call as, API-based methods or analysis for them yourself as a product vendor. And we understand as Digital X-Force. And hence, why we have created now this custom toolkit now for our clients and community also create the connectors to this new digital ecosystem. As long as they have an availability of the API-based methods, they can configure that real-time risk analysis methods for any one of them. That scalability now allows you to, doesn't matter what kind of digital ecosystem you're working with, bring them under the same radar. And of course, you are a better judge of your ecosystem, what's more critical than the other, because you know your business, context better. And you can prioritize those things. So while we work with the clients to create something which is more universal and global, the clients also have flexibility to create something which is in-house or something as a ecosystem that they're building on their own too.
Can I see the digital trust score in my dashboard for my third-party vendor that I've integrated this API with to say, oh, they've got a major risk today that affects my risk in real time. I've got to call them up and say, guys, you got to fix this.
You can see both for them. And guess what? You'll be able to show to the world your digital trust score as well, versus just sending your SOC 2 report as well. Means we are publishing the digital trust portal both for the third parties and even for yourself as a first party, which is a combination of your ecosystem, how securely you work in your ecosystem, combination if your like policies, the plans, the governance, the people and everything, combination of external risk. Everything put together is your digital trust score as well, which is what we call it, the FICO score. The same method is for the third party that you can see what are the areas which they are good at, or maybe they are not at as good as you would expect them to be. So the digital trust portal score is able to allow you to do that and interrogate them for that.
That's amazing. Last question. A lot of CISOs are really worried about data lakes and data leakage, and it's all this AI stuff, right? They're using third-party AI. My sales guy loads up a spreadsheet and says, hey, ChatGPT or Microsoft Copilot or whatever, Google, hey, just rotate the cells. And it just happens to have customer name, address, socials, date of birth, records, how much money they've spent on their healthcare plan at my healthcare provider. And that spreadsheet's off in La La Land. I don't think I want my employees doing that. Now, it made them more productive, but it put some serious risk. Can you help manage this whole AI risk governance problem?
Absolutely. I think this is a real problem and probably a bigger problem than we all even anticipate today. You know, at least the things I described to you earlier, we have come a long way where I can understand what my ecosystem looks like, means my devices, my network, my cloud, my these things. The problem with the AI is this is one hard to even know who is using what AI and where on, because it's so, untapped and everything. And the challenge really comes now, the other part, which is like the usage of that. Now, for the usage, what we have really done is like, be able to now do the automated technical assessment using the platform, LLMs, copilots. You can connect and do the bias, toxicity, misinterpretation, technical assessment using this, MITRE, and all. Not only that, you can also apply AI RMF, risk management framework from NIST or Gen AI framework, same with European Union AI Act. But that's the overarching governance and the risk management aspect. The another area that I think I see a lot of companies or organizations struggling with, a lot of industries have published the AI policies. If you want to leverage AI, you need to be, complying with certain policies. The platform will also allow you to upload the policy and see how compliant your AI is against that. So those methods now are available both from technology assessment and the qualitative assessment. But where the next wave, Gary, we are trying to bring on is applying in the business context, because the struggle is that the business owners have no clue on how the AI or the technology and the risk really work. And either you can spend months and months of work to like help them understand, or we can create something which is pre-canned for them so that they can apply. And that's the next wave we already now start working on for the AI governance and risk management.
That's great. And you closed a round recently. You're raising another round. You're in growth mode. Your solutions deployed around the world. Lalit, is there anything we haven't covered about Digital X-Force that you'd like to share with our viewers and listeners?
So I probably just sum it up by saying like the time and the age we are living, Gary, is very important for us to understand the kind of digital risk of the ecosystem. It's not nothing close, even close to what we have in the last 2 decades plus seen or done, right? And relying on the traditional static qualitative methods, forget of, like I would say, is not only effective, it's useless, and it's actually wasting your time and effort altogether. It's time to change the parameters now. It's time to really change and use the technology to your advantage as well. The AI, which is being used for other things, can also be used to automate a lot of the GRC so that you can have and manage the business risk better. To the point where the assurance in your technology layers, the investments you're making, you better also get the ROI from the technology investment. We have seen instances where you're relying on certain security tools or the layers but you never even question whoever deployed it, whether they deployed it properly or not. What's the configuration benchmarking of that? That's the level of integration that should come at automatically. It should not be a burdensome work on your and your teams. And it should like give you that assurance. So the era of digital trust, which is real-time, continuous, and automated risk analysis, audit management, posture management, has already started. I encourage the organizations, doesn't matter what platform they choose, what technology they use, start actually jumping on that, bandwagon, because that's the future and that's what we need to apply.
Well, that is great advice. Lalit Ahluwalia, you are the CEO and founder of Digital X-Force, found online at digitalxforce.com. You've taught us a lot today, and what I've learned is GRC dinosaurs are going to be replaced by dynamic rockets like Digital X-Force.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio. With your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert, and my good friend, Gary Milevsky.